Broadway is about to reopen. In just about 2 weeks, the curtain will rise on a handful of productions, and Morning Edition is following three Broadway veterans as they get ready for opening night.
I'm Crystal Joy Brown, and I'm currently Eliza in Hamilton on Broadway.
I'm Risa Takahashi, and I was in Mean Girls on Broadway as an ensemble member.
My name is Karen, my hair is shiny, my teeth are perfect, my skirt is tiny.
I'm Crystal Murdoch, I'm the assistant wardrobe supervisor for Aladdin on Broadway.
So we shut down in March, so that was 2020. And then I think in October, I reached out to someone in television. She was supervising The Equalizer, which was the new Queen Latifah series.
I'm the one you call. But you can't call 911.
Television, it's a whole different feeling. The energy that you get from a live performance, there's nothing like it. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like to go back.
This is Crystal Joy Brown from Hamilton.
This is my first interview with my dear, dear friend, Ryan Vasquez, who was in Hamilton with me before the pandemic hit.
Yes, I played many different roles in Hamilton. So my position was as a standby for Alexander Hamilton, Aaron Burr, George Washington, James Madison, or Thomas Jefferson, depending on the day.
What were the things that were getting you by when the pandemic hit?
As artists, we very rarely get to take breaks. And honestly, like, it was sort of nice. But then, of course, like, the pandemic was unearthing so much about our country and, like, inequality more broadly. And so I think that a lot of artists sort of pivoted to how we could be of service.
And especially when you're hearing constantly like essential workers, and you're like, is musical theater at all essential in this world? And the funny thing is that so many charities and organizations reached out to like just bring a little music, a little levity. That's been a big deal.
And I used to honestly lean on a show like Hamilton and say, oh, I'm in Hamilton, like I'm sort of doing my part. Like going to work every night in that show was like, at least I have this.
This is Risa Takahashi. I was in Mean Girls, but now, unfortunately, it's closed. So I'm starting from new again, where I'm auditioning and just had an in-person audition. Usually what happened before the pandemic hit was that for dancers, we had lots and lots of people crammed into one tiny little room. And I didn't know what to expect going into this audition. Are we wearing masks, no masks, all those kind of questions. So I guess everybody's kind of trying to figure out what's the new norm when it comes to auditioning.
Crystal Murdoch, Aladdin Broadway. We have 337 costumes. We have lots of costume changes. 108 of those changes take place in less than 1 minute. How is it going to work backstage with dressers with bite lights in their mouth? Dressers bite on a light so that they can see what they're doing in the dark, and then they drop it. It's like in a lanyard around their neck. Like, how is all that going to work? Never had a friend like me.
This is Crystal Joy Brown from Hamilton. A couple weeks ago, I had kind of a tough day, so I called my friend, Karen Strotter, to talk about it.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
Yeah, I just had this really weird moment. All the news today, masks are coming back. We need to wear masks again. And I don't know, it got me really emotional today. I just don't feel safe anymore. And it's just like, how are we going to do this? I just like started crying, you know?
Everything you're bringing up are valid concerns. It has disrupted your life. I know you were able to hustle your way through it.
Yeah.
But this
it's just the hustle. It's like, it's hard constantly, like hustling and pivoting and hoping that like things come through. Yeah.
I know.
Oh my God. I'm such a mess right now.
Hello. This is Risa Takahashi getting ready for my first in-person audition for Moulin Rouge on Broadway. This whole year was just me and myself in front of a camera, setting up a Zoom audition, talking to a person in the square. So to show up in an actual room with other dancers, I haven't done that in so long.
Crystal Murdoch, Aladdin Broadway. I'm sitting at my desk, and I thought it was really interesting. I came across my 2020 calendar. It was such a rush of sadness. We had so much that we were looking forward to. Different actors coming and going, vacations, who was taking over for them, fittings that we were going to have to do. And it never happened.
Hi, this is Risa Takahashi. After the Moulin Rouge Broadway's audition. Yeah, that was so fun to dance in the room. I forgot how that makes me feel. You know, whatever happens, happens. And I always say that leave everything in the audition room and don't worry about what happens after.
This is Crystal Joy Brown from Hamilton. So we just got out of this orientation. We're standing in front of Hamilton, right in front of the front doors. And I'm with
Thomas Kael, and I'm the director of the show.
The return of Broadway. What does it mean for New York, or for the culture, for the pandemic? What do you think it means?
Well, when you stand on 46th Street, where we are right now, and look and see the businesses that have been struggling or the businesses that are gone, I think it's just a reminder of how fragile the ecosystem is. But as other people have said before, the obituary for New York City has been written many times, and it always comes back.